In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
The easiest thing in the world to do is quit. Just give up. And sometimes the hardest thing to do is the one thing you have to do, and that is keep moving forward. Just keep on. We've come today to one of the watch and pray scriptures in Colossians chapter 4. And it says this, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Now, obviously, pray and watch jump off the page at us. That's been our emphasis. But did you hear the word continue and then the words the same? It's not some new thing. No, it's the same thing over and over and over. It is continuing to watch, continuing to pray. There's never time that you can relax when you're facing an enemy, when you're in a battle, when the flesh is weak. We must keep on. What do we learn from Colossians chapter 4 today? This is such a rich passage of Scripture. In fact, the chapter begins in verse number 1 talking about your work life, masters and servants. And then verses 5 and 6 deals with your witness. So sandwiched between the two, there is this great watch and pray passage. Why? Because prayer touches all of life. This is not just for church. No, this is for school. It's for business. It's for dealings with people in the community. It's for every aspect of your life. We must learn to watch and pray. I'll give you three principles. First of all, we must watch in prayer. Constantly alert and awake. That means don't just go through the motions of prayer. You know, some of us who've been around this for a while have learned how to string together religious cliches, and they sound very good. But I wonder, is there any heart in our prayers? Is it just words? Are we just religious robots reciting the same thing over and over? Jesus condemned the vain repetition of the Pharisees, empty words. We condemn the empty prayers of false religious groups, just going through the motions and reciting the same old words. But are we guilty of the same thing? Oh, we must check ourselves here. Are you really watchful in prayer? When you come to prayer, do you really pause and consider who you're talking to? Do you really give thought, careful attention to what it is you're praying for? Are you sensitive to the Lord as you pray? Don't just say your prayers. No, watch in prayer. And then secondly, we must not only watch in prayer, we must watch with thanksgiving. See, the Bible says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So you've got the in, then you've got the with. And this is not just a dutiful tack on. This is not just a nice addition to watch and pray with thanksgiving. I would argue that thanksgiving is really the key to prayer. Praise opens the door into the presence of God. Remember, God inhabits the praises of his people. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So be on the lookout for blessings. Watch out for the goodness of God. I think it's awful when we're only alert to the negative, not to the positive, when we're only quick to observe the difficulties and burdens of life, but not the blessings of life. Think how good God has been to us. And perhaps at times you don't even feel like praying. Well, I'll tell you a good way to get started. Just start talking to God about how good he's been and praise him and give him thanks. You'll find very shortly you'll be more in the spirit of prayer. Lester Roloff said, sometimes you can praise your way through things you can't pray your way through. So the idea here is that there's an alertness in our gratitude. When you give God thanks and praise, it will certainly get heaven's attention, but it will also increase your faith because you'll start thinking about the goodness of God and I believe it will prompt even greater prayer. So we watch in prayer, and then we watch with thanksgiving. Then there's a third one, and this is a big one, because after verse 2 comes verse 3. That's deep, isn't it? Listen to verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, and then it goes right to verse 3, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. We not only watch in prayer with thanksgiving, we watch for others. Now here's where intercessory prayer enters in. You know, you can get selfish even about your prayers. Ironic, isn't it, that in the thing we think ourselves to be most spiritual, we actually sometimes reveal how truly carnal we are. We're just praying for us, bless my four, no more. No, true prayer will always be the kind of prayer Jesus does. Intercessory prayer, you'll begin bearing the burdens of others, so fulfilling the law of Christ. You're looking out for others. You're looking for other believers, praying for the saints, as we talked about in Ephesians chapter number 6. Specifically here in Colossians chapter 4, verse number 3, we're praying for the advancement of the gospel. I wonder how many souls we would really see saved if we were serious about praying for lost souls. I wonder how many people we would see go into the Lord's work and find their place in the work of the local New Testament church if we were really praying the prayer request of Jesus, praying for laborers for the harvest. Have a list of gospel ministers that you pray for. Have a list of foreign missionaries that you pray for. Have a list of faithful witnesses and soul winners that you pray for. I'm always conscious when I'm ministering the Word of God and we're seeing fruit and blessing that that's not just because of the preaching, that's because of the praying. Somewhere, somebody that I may not even know has been praying for us. Do you believe you could be praying here and God could be answering the prayer there? That's the way it works, you see. Your prayers go where you cannot. The prayers go up and the answer comes down. And so as we pray for others, we see God at work in the lives of believers, in the lives of ministers, in the lives of lost people. But the Bible says we're to watch and we're to pray, not just for ourselves, but for others. I love this phrase in Colossians 4, verse 2, pray that God would open unto us a door of utterance. This was a word that Paul enjoyed using. He said in another place, a great door and effectual is open unto us, and there are many adversaries. He talked several times about doors being opened. The greatest door that ever opens is the open door of the gospel. Paul's writing from prison, but he's not praying for the prison doors to open. He's praying for gospel doors to open. Maybe we're praying for the wrong doors. Maybe we're praying for things to change and circumstances to change when we ought to be praying for the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just as a footnote to this, I would challenge you in Colossians chapter 4 to skip down near the end of the chapter and read instead of the example of a man named Epaphras, a man of fervent prayer. He said that Epaphras prayed fervently that you would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. He was zealous about his prayers. I think that the exhortation to watch and pray in the opening verses of Colossians 4 is demonstrated in the example of a man who watched and prayed, Epaphras, at the end of Colossians chapter 4. Would to God more of us would be exemplary and zealous and fervent in our prayers. Would anyone look at you and say, that's the kind of prayer I want to be? Would anyone say, someday when you're gone, I will miss that person's prayers? Because prayer is what makes all the difference. So, keep on. Keep on watching in prayer. Keep on watching with thanksgiving. And keep on watching for others. Your prayers are making a difference. Watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening. And we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. and may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.